40 minus music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Adams is on.
Well, thank you. Hour number two of today's program, and I would like to give my thanks once again to Mike. He's quite a guy, and obviously, you know, he steers the passions upward, and he stirs the pot, and he gets you thinking, and that's, I think, one thing that the enemy does not want. They do not want people who think. They want people who are clearly programmed to spit out a programmed response. That's what we have worldwide, especially amongst the white Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian people, well, of the Bible, to put it quite frankly. I think worldwide, Europe here, the United States, Australia, New Zealand, all of the countries, there is this guilt trip that they've been put on, that they should feel ashamed for their heritage, that they should feel ashamed for being white. And this is why crimes against whites, genocide against whites, and so on and so forth, can be just covered up by the media, just swept under the rug, and never to be mentioned except in the context of a greater conflict between whites and blacks, and why we need more civil rights enforcement. That's always the end propaganda game, isn't it? Well, thank you, Mike Welch. We'll have him back on, as well as some other exciting guests. And thank you, Andrew Hitchcock, our friend in the UK as well. There are many interesting articles in the Barnes Review. And you know, I was reading one of them just yesterday, as a matter of fact, the latest Barnes Review, discussing the anti-Germanic, anti-white, anti-Judaic, if you will, anti-German hate propaganda in the cinema in the 1917-18 era, and how this made possible the passions being stirred up against Germany when Wilson was promoting his global evangelical campaign to spread democracy, as he put it, throughout the world. You know, the war to end all wars. Well, a very interesting article in the Barnes Review for this particular issue. And I would urge you to read it. I've certainly been aware of it over the years myself and talked about it many times. Even D.W. Griffith, you know, had to be recruited by the moguls to do a film called Hearts of the World. And it was centered on these alleged German slaughters and German butchery and so on and so forth, savagery. And he, too, you know, the great director who brought us Birth of a Nation, had to submit and genuflect to the powers that be, that elbowed their way to mass media communications, film, and radio later in the 1900s. So anyway, having said that, I also want to take this time to thank you, Barb, from Florida, for your lovely card for my birthday. And I don't mention it, but once in a while, so people will know that I am a year older than I was the day before, but thank you for the card and the gift as well. Now it's time to bring up Art from Philly and say hello to him. Hi, Art.
Hello, Rick. Hello, RBN, and happy birthday, Rick.
Thank you again.
Hopefully,
Art.
You're a day older and a day smarter.
I'm a week older now. A week older, wiser, I hope. Yeah, it was last Saturday, the 15th, right? Oh, the two Saturdays ago. I'm sorry. My goodness, I'm aging faster than I think. Well, anyway, you know, there's a lot of minutia, a lot of propaganda, and a lot of changes taking place this week, as you know, in Washington from the week before, with Spicer out and then you know who wins Scaramouche, you know, the old court jester, the clown, whose name in Italian means skirmisher, too. Clown, skirmisher, coward. He's that figure on stage, you know, that was personified in the 1952 movie with Stuart Granger in it, and I believe Deborah Farr. You know, Scaramouche. Well, all of this has been going on, but I've been looking at real issues, not these issues, because they signal, in my opinion, they signal the not only the instability, but the actual chaos that is being bred by this administration and for this administration. And out of chaos, as we said earlier, comes control. And I'm looking at this as a pattern and a plan. And this is the way I felt right from the beginning. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but real issues we're going to talk about this hour are the most damaging, of course. There are three of them that I want to talk about. The first and foremost is the fact that we're now counting down to that day of planned war with Russia. And that's something that the sanctions movement has been very proud of, and trying to engineer that crisis over nothing, over non-existent issues. And we can see the handwriting on the wall. Who's in control of American foreign policy? Well, we know it's not the Syrians. We know it's obviously not the Palestinians. We know it's not the Taiwanese. And we know it's not the people of Uruguay. So who is it that's in control of American foreign policy?
It's radical Muslims. Don't you know what mainstream media is telling us? It's the Muslims.
Well, all right. You're a pro at this. Foreign policy, and you know, we go back, you know, just a number of years, really, to the OSS and the disinformation and Operation Mockingbird. And you go back to the, you know, to the Annenberg family, particularly. But give us a little bit of clue now as to who really is running things now, the ADL AIPAC mob.
It's definitely the mob. Okay, what do you call the Rothschilds? It's like I'm looking at it from one side. What I call is the Chicago Syndicate, the Jewish Mafia component of the Chicago Syndicate. It's what people call the Wall Street banksters. From what my investigation, looking at it straightly from an organized crime point of view, it looks like I'm looking at the same object from just a different side that other people are talking about. And I'm in the middle of a fight with our power company over these smart meters.
Yes.
The information I found just this past week connects the dots entirely. It's directly tied. The Brothman Syndicate is running Exelon, and they're definitely in control of pushing this whole Agenda 21 down our throats for smart meters. Here's the letter I got from State Representative, Pennsylvania State Representative Gottschall, Robert Gottschall. He sent a letter to me, says, I asked him, he said, hey, how about give me some indemnification? These guys are putting in, you know, junk, Chinese junk that basically can, you know, burn up down a house. And I said, I want an indemnification. So he writes me back and says, oh, former Governor Ed Reddell said, made sure when he had that law written that there would be no indemnification for PICO, Exelon PICO power users. And I says, that's interesting. First of all, in the past, right in my own neighborhood, they had a gas explosion of a PICO meter. And what happened is it blew up a house. Matter of fact, I was in my house at the time. I hear a big boom, and I see helicopters flying over. And next thing you know, I go in the backyard. There's basically debris, like burned up coat hangers and everything else that came from the house that blew apart. Nobody got killed, by the way, but it just basically blew it off its foundation. All right, so I talked to him. I says, how was it to deal with PICO? Oh, which is excellent now. And he says, we had to fight him for 4 to 5 years, go in front of a grand jury. They wouldn't offer us a penny. We had to pay for a lawyer, pay for another place to live, and pay for the mortgage on the house that was all blown up. Okay? And until we actually had a grand jury award, did they even offer anything to help us out? So when I was talking to the people at PICO about smart meters here, their lawyers, this is, you know, if anything goes wrong, you will really be well compensated by PICO, right? So now I looked at some of the history. First of all, Ed Rendell, his nickname is Fast Eddie. He lives in a housing complex. It's basically a tract of houses in what they call Conshohocken in Upper Gladwin, Pennsylvania, right adjacent to the border of Montgomery County and Philadelphia County. Now, from the 20s all the way up to the 70s, the Conshohocken Mafia, what they call the Ciccoliani family, put very important political figures in those track of houses. The mob owned them. And who was there? Ed Reddell, his former next-door neighbor, the late Senator Arlen Specter, and the former mayor of Philadelphia, whose name I can't think of during the 50s. He was directly involved with Mayor Dilworth, that's who it was, who was so corrupt.
Dilworth.
So, and his, so there's the groundwork for that corruption there. And they were all directly tied to the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. Mayor Dilworth had Arlen Specter there and Richard Sprague there. And they were the ones appointed by the Annenberg Foundation, Walter Annenberg directly, to go to the JFK Warren Commission and cover up the JFK assassination. What we had there afterwards as a Philadelphia DA was Lynn Abraham, the one who went after the Philly 12, tried to put these 12 Christians in jail for 40 years for basically protesting gay immoral decay is okay.
Yeah, there was Michael McCarvich, if I remember. That was
Right. So she's also an executive director of the Anti-Defamation League. Okay?
Naturally.
So, right, and now she's back in there as the interim district attorney for Philadelphia due to the scandals with the former DA. And also
yes.
At the state level, we had another Zionist. We do have another Zionist, Josh Shapiro, who came out of Abington, Pennsylvania, where they basically screamed at me, they fully support these hate laws by the Anti-Defamation League, which is a front for the Bruffman Syndicate. Okay? Now, in the past, the Bruffman Syndicate, through Vivendi, tried to take over the Philadelphia water system. The Rico boys investigated that, and they put Mr. Edgar Bruffman Jr. and Charles Messner, the CEO executives of none other than Vivendi, got prosecuted, and he lost billions of dollars for that. All right, so now what happens? They break up Vivendi, their power facilities, which is almost $1 billion worth of assets. They sold it to PECO for about $600 million, and that was their way into Pennsylvania Power, Philadelphia Electric Company, which is now merged into Exelon, which is out of Chicago, thanks to Rob Emanuel and his Bruffman Zionist Bolshevik communist. Okay? Now, Ed Rendell was the one who passed the smart meter legislation, which basically takes away any rights of a person to protest, have any compensation outside of a grand jury trial if they put a smart meter on your property and burns down your house. So your only option is to say, we're going to shove it down your throat, and away it goes. There's a lot more to it. So what I found out is how did they sell off Philadelphia Electric PECO to Exelon?
Well, yeah, how did they do that?
Well, they had two state senators. Vince Fumo, convicted felon, was one of the guys who supported it, and Pennsylvania State Senator Tommy Tomlinson, okay, of the Bucks County Republican Party. So is this Robert Gottschall. Now, at this time, on the Senate and the House Committee of Consumer Affairs, are these two gangsters tied in with the Bucks County Republican Party, directly tied in with the Jewish Mafia, are sitting there doing nothing as these smart meters are burning down people's houses, okay? This is the same organization that was directly involved with the cover-up of the JFK assassination, the same criminals that were directly involved with, put in power by the Bush administration a year before 9/11 to cover up the 9/11 situation, such as Congressman Jim Greenwood, giving us entertainment with Martha Stewart as they let that whole Exelon situation just melt down. So it's very, very interesting to see what we've been talking about all along is directly connected into forcing people to have smart meters in Pennsylvania.
Is this being posted on your own website?
Yes, in parts. Yeah, I definitely have No Place for Corruption. I have quite a bit of it. I don't have the part of Mr. Gottschall yet. Oh, by the way, Mr. Gottschall was one of the senior directors on the board of directors for the National Constitution Center, the Walter Annenberg National Constitution Center, that same gangster whose father, Moses Annenberg, worked for Al Capone to set up the National Crime Syndicate. So it's like, how cozy.
These all in the family, huh?
Yeah, all in the family. Only Jewish mafia family.
It's so amazing how, you know, all these threads tie together, and yet you get some people who are totally ignorant and out of the loop. I'm sure many well-intentioned people will say, yeah, it's all you talk about is the mafia, the Cosa Nostra, and you talk about the bagel eaters and so on and so forth. You know, I mean, they are no different than anybody else, and they have no power. They have no control. They have no influence over anything any more than any other group does. And this is the part that amuses us. This is the part that makes us giggle.
And we're talking about issues that people just seem to be totally ignorant of. For instance, support diversity. What does diversity mean? It means allow the Jewish mafia, through immigration of H-1B and supporting illegal immigration, they took over Silicon Valley and destroyed a lot of economic opportunities for Americans. Now they're also doing the same thing with charter schools, and they're expanding now into power meters, smart grid system. But nobody seems to realize the case.
Well, they're doing it in every, like you say, Agenda 21 and all of these adjuncts tie together. Grow Smart is another movement. Sounds nice, doesn't it? The Grow Smart movement. Right. You know, we have that in Rhode Island. And it just happens that one of the tribe is always heading groups like that. He ran for Congress a number of years ago. He was defeated. But nevertheless, you know, it doesn't matter because their ideas get incorporated into public policy. Years ago, we had the comprehensive land management, land use bill in the legislature, and we defeated it as a piecemeal whole legislation. It was almost 400 pages long, and it involved state planning, and it involved this whole concept of state land use and the state deciding which lands would be, you know, used in such a way, when and how. And unfortunately, nobody in the legislature understood it, but we managed to get it killed. But piecemeal, yeah, they come back again, and they come back year after year after year. And then we wonder why the family farms are disappearing, why they're growing into extinction, and food supplies are endangered. All of this is happening while we slept, you know, Mark?
I agree.
Yes.
Great. So I think, honestly, at an individual level, we have to think like gangsters, just like the bootleggers, and deal with, you know, because you're dealing with gangsters, you treat them like gangsters. So, you know, we need to basically say, hey, you know, this currency is basically bootlegged, so we're going to find ways to get around it, just like the bootleggers did. You know, they have no respect for the law. I'm not saying break the law, but I'm saying we can basically do things to basically economically bypass them here and there, everything else. So in spite of all this diversity with the power company, guess what? The solar energy is coming up quite well. So even though we have to deal with Elon Musk possibly for batteries, so we might find other ways around it, we can bypass these power companies for the first time ever. Okay?
Yeah.
We can basically power houses with solar energy or with alternate means of energy and just basically say, hey, you know, cut the cord, goodbye. You want to basically...
I agree, And, you know, the whole business of your earth house, you know, of independence from the grid is a growing phenomenon, and that's something they fear more than anything. Just like the government school system, charter school movement, they fear homeschooling. And I talk to people now, not every day, but from time to time, who are making it economically their business to teach their own kids at home. And this is a wonderful thing, getting them out of the system. The evil house that Karl Marx, Mordecai Levy built. We need to get them out of the schools, in the home, taught by the parents. Father, especially, teaching his children what to believe and what not to believe. Of course, then the KGB comes knocking at the door and, you know, say, what are you teaching your kids? You know, you're a fifth columnist. You're a Nazi. We got to come after you and so forth. This is the kind of tactics they use, you see, the educrats.
Right. And, I mean, we've talked about a point. I'm surprised they actually, well, they do. I think even as we're talking sometimes that they're on the line sabotaging us.
Sure. All right. Very good discussion. We got a lot more to talk about. We'll come back. And I got to tell you, a little amusing aside, that not to bring up solar energy. We come back, folks. Mark Philly with me, Rick Adams on Century, the Dead Experiment will return.
Bye. folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back, folks. And aren't, you know, I have to tell you this, that the other night I was here with the door open, you know, doing some work in the office, and somebody knocks on the outside door, and I go to the door a little bit, you know, like I usually do. Who is it? I've got a gun. I'm going to shoot you. You know, that type of thing. Well, anyway, I didn't know who it was, but somebody was banging on the door. So I went to the door and I looked. There was some young fellow there. And I said, who are you and what do you want? And so I said, I don't mean to scare you, but you look rather innocuous, but what are you looking for? And so I asked him that and he says, oh, I'm from National Grid. And I'm doing this educational thing and trying to get people aware of solar energy because under the law, by the year 2038, all of these things have to be done. Solar energy, the electric company will pay enormous fines if you do not have this system in place, alternative energy production, which then you could sell back to the electric company. Well, it's rather complicated. It's rather involved. And, you know, I don't want to get into it now. In any event, I said, did you say the year 2038? He said, yeah. I said, do you think we can honestly survive through 2018? And he said, yeah, well, why? And he laughed. And I told him, I said, man, we're at the end of the road here as far as I'm concerned. I told him where I was coming from, to make a long story short. I told him what it's all about and, you know, the signs of the times and everything else, blah, 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 boom, you know. And so I said, I hope this isn't offending you or going over your head, But I said, ever since 9/11, we are at war constantly in the world. We're destroying ourselves. I said, do you believe in 9/11? He said to me, oh, no, absolutely not. He says, my parents told me this. They were part of the Patriot movement back home. So I said, well, where are you from? And he said, I'm from Ohio. And I said, well, what brings you here? And, you know, he said, well, a little, you know, a little, shall we say, a decision to go out on my own and to leave home and to go somewhere else for employment. And besides, I do a band and, you know, that sort of thing. And so he said he's into metal, heavy metal anyway. I said to him, well, how do you know about 9/11? Well, my parents were in the Patriot, and they told me all about it. You know, he was only like, what, 4 years old then, something like that. He's like 23 now. And so he's learned it, and he doesn't believe the government. He doesn't believe this government has anything to say that's true. And basically, we chimed in together. We, you know, we talked for about 5-6 minutes there, and I thought it was remarkable that here was somebody else in my area that was sane, that actually had a functioning brain and actually had some understanding that you shouldn't believe anything this government or the media swear to unless you can prove it. And it was just amazing. And so I thought that was a good story to relate to our listeners that, you know, there are quite a few people like that who don't go out and make it their business to tell people what they think, but in fact do think like we do without even connecting to them. You know, Art?
Yes.
Now, I thought that was nice.
I agree. In my area, they got the youth coming out around here. I've seen it several times where they're supporting we support ecology here through the Penn Future Fund. So this former DA of Montgomery County, Bruce Castor, says the Penn Future Fund is nothing but a front for convicted felon Robert Asher. When our state, the same Robert Asher who was involved with bribery over when our state treasurer Bud Dreyer blew his brains out.
I'm just thinking of him. Yes.
Right. So he's the Mr. Asher's Penn Future Fund is the environmental front, who also is here getting a piece of the action of this smart meter stuff, as he did with the natural gas lines, the fracking that's been going on. So he's basically making himself very wealthy by destroying the public safety. Okay, so it's very interesting, you know, and these people say, oh, we're Penn Future's here to protect Pennsylvania's environment. Really? Why don't you tell that to Bud Dreyer? Hell, well, his environment was protected by Robert Asher. So.
Yeah, it's endemic. It really is endemic. But, you know, when we were on with a previous guest, I don't know if you heard any of Mike Walsh, but I think the summation was that we don't even have a clue. We do, you and I and our listeners, but the average person, we as Americans do not know just how deep and how saturated this control grip over us is. Despite what Mike was saying, it is pervasive. It is not omnipotent, but it is controlling us, and it's in every nook and cranny of this country. Come back and talk about that when we return. Dark Pillar.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back. Art, you know, there's a lot of things, too, that I would like to encapsulate into this final half hour today. And that, you know, leads me, as I was just saying, the depth and pervasiveness of corruption. And I'm talking Cosa Nostra occupation, the synagogue of Satan. This is the seed line of Satan's seed governing and ruling over America, as I was quoting from Jeremiah. That yoke will be broken. That yoke will be destroyed when that time comes, and it's coming soon. Just an example of this. Just an example of how all of the politicians are not all bought and paid for, but they're all lining up to please, you guessed it, their masters. Where are their masters? The masters are in Jerusalem, right? Now, let me give you an example. 49 of the 50 governors of this state have signed on to this Love Israel compact, if you will. I love Israel. So much so that we reject and oppose any BDS movement to sanction Israel. You know, that's the boycott, divest, and sanction movement against Israel. 49 governors
have felt the pressure, political and otherwise, economic as well, to sign on to this evil in our midst, that we will support that tiny regime in the Middle East that represents terror, murder, slaughter, treason and treachery against the United States, backbiting, all of these things that they personally would never support in any other country, and yet they say they owe their allegiances to that tiny little strip. Now, does that not tell us just how corrupt they are? Does that not tell us just how evil they are in their ambitions, that they would put their own political fortune first before right, before honor, before truth, before Americans and America's real interest? Doesn't that tell us something?
Yes. Also, what happens in August with all the junkets over to Israel? Who's going over there? I mean, why do people want to go to a war zone, especially the top leaders of our government, go into a little country that's directly involved with 9/11, directly involved with the assassination of our presidents, directly involved with the wrecking of our economy, directly involved with flooding this country with immigration, and they're loyal to them? So that tells us that we have a gangster government, especially here in Pennsylvania, and what you're talking about, Rhode Island, same thing. Mm-hmm. I guess it evolved the same way. You know, it did start with the Italian mafia here, and I think it did start out where you did with, like, for instance, the Prince of Providence, Buddy Ciani. But it's currently now the Cosa Nostra that's taken over everything.
Yeah, it's in every hamlet and village, right down to the precinct level. I mean, right down to your local ward level of politics. Anybody now who speaks in defense of Palestinians is considered to be a terrorist. I mean, literally, to be a terrorist. This is how bad the propaganda, the psychological brainwashing has become. If you speak up in favor of any Americanism whatsoever and speak as if you're one of those patriots that I alluded to, and immediately you will get tarred and feathered, and you will be targeted as a domestic extremist. Why? Because they who perpetrated the attacks on America through the Homeland Security Department now, and Mr. Kelly, of course, will be the new chief of staff. This is indicative of how much they control all of the landscape, the media, the political, the economic, the academic, and how they are willing to use the tightest of screws upon you if you do not submit. They'll destroy your career. But what's your career worth? What's your soul worth? Is what I. Well, they have no soul. If they have a soul, obviously they're hiding it somewhere. You know, and this is why I say, if pox on all their houses, may they all reap what they have sown, and they shall. That's number one, okay? Number two, we have this other issue that has to do with well, of course, you know, with Holocaust education in the schools as well. That's another big granddaddy thing of mine, what they're pulling with that. But in addition to that, we also have this whole opposition to the BDS movement, to the point where in Congress now it has widespread legislative support to criminalize the BDS movement. The boycott, divest, and sanction Israel movement, to the point where if this bill were to pass, that it's totally unconstitutional. But again, it proves the loyalty issue to Israel.
Right.
You would be faced with $1 million fine and 20 years in prison for boycotting a state of terror. How do you like that?
Yes. And it also shows the movement is starting to work. If they're that concerned about it, it means it's really you're putting a bite
sure
into them.
It sure is.
Right here in Pennsylvania, our Attorney General Josh Shapiro tied in with, you know, basically aligned his sympathies on hate crimes for the Brofman Syndicate. He says his number one agenda, as I heard him say, is I want to make sure that anybody who has any contract with the state of Pennsylvania, that they support diversity to allow that that they provide subcontractors to people outside of this country. Okay, so here it is, Pennsylvania state taxpayer money being used to award contracts to Israelis.
It's an absolute, absolutely. Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Regardless of the cost to Americans.
Right. You got to support diversity. This is what the whole diversity agenda is about. The diversity agenda is basically destroy the American middle class and replace it with foreign labor so they get control of all the economy of this country and they take it out, move it to China or India or someplace in Asia as they wreck this, you know, this country. That's what the game plan is. It's so easy to say.
Absolutely. Convergence. They want a one world system and they're in control of the world. And that's exactly what it's come down to now. The American public, they don't care. I told you, the average American is too dumb, too busy, too playful, and too recreational to care one whit about what their congressmen or senators are really up to. Just the other day, let me give you another example. Many of you probably heard it on you know, CNN and then Fox, all over the media, NBC, they all covered it. You know, my stupid Senator Jack Reed. They call him Jack the Ripper Reed. Senator Reed is in committee, and they're debating, of course, the repeal of Obamacare, which we knew would fail. But that's not the point. We've got him not knowing, Senator Reid not knowing, supposedly, that he was on mic. He thought his microphone was turned off. And what did he do? He was muttering under his breath to another representative, to another senator, Senator Sue Collins from Maine, and talking about what an idiot, what a jerk, and what a crazy man Trump is. Now, I don't care how you feel about Trump. He was saying the man's crazy, but then he was using some very, very profane language to talk about a congressman from Texas or somewhere who was tweeting her and telling her that she better step in line as a Republican and stand with us, or he's going to duel her. And Jack Reed, the stupid senator from Rhode Island, turns around and he says, I think you could beat the you-know-what out of it. Now, this went public, and you know what? Oh, they're all excusing him. Well, he's only human. He's just one of the boys down there. And, you know, that's natural for them to do that. And I'm saying they missed the whole point. The point is that this is typical. He just happened to get caught. This is typical of a Roman circus that is taking place every minute that they are in session. And they are laughing at you, the American public, giggling, having fun, throwing spitballs, and otherwise just having a good time, getting paid by you to help destroy this country. And they don't give a whit about the American public, their constituents, or any of the people in their state who voted for them. I mean, this is the Roman Senate in progress. This is how they operate. It's typical. It's not atypical, you know?
Right, right. And I think it's time for, as we talk, is the American people to wake up and start doing something about it. For instance, literally with just $5,000 in 5 weeks, I knocked out 10% of the vote for in a congressional race. And it's not hard to do. All you do is basically you align yourself with a few people, you gather all the dirt on the elected officials to get them out, okay? Support somebody else. I support third parties wherever possible. And the person, this was Alison Swartz, the one I went after, is she won that election by one of the slightest margins she ever had in her entire political career. In the next election, she was out. Okay, so what you have to look at doing this. If you can't do it with a big blow, then you do it by 1,000 cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have the First Amendment, and we're not allowed to tar and feather these criminals, at least physically, but we certainly can use the First Amendment to tar and feather them vocally. And I think that was too.
Sure. Now, that was Alison Swartz, you say?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the Delic girls. Yeah.
You knocked her out, huh? You got her out.
Well, I didn't knock her out. I knocked out 10% of her vote. And what happened is the next election she lost.
Yeah. Well, effectively, then you did. You helped contribute to her demise, huh? Well, now, you know, unfortunately, you know how it goes. You kill a roach here, you kill a roach there, and then there's 20 more behind them. You're going to start killing two more roaches. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you just need a bigger can of raid. But if I can do that as one person, if I can do that as one person, if I can take out 10% of the vote for one, person, one person running for a congressional race, what could the rest of these RBN users, listeners do if they started thinking in these terms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, they don't. They lay down and play dead, most people.
Right. But I found that when you actually go up against these people and actually, you know, opposing them in political races, they are winning by literally a baby's breath. Their margin of success is so thin. People think they're omnipotent and they're so powerful. They are barely hanging on. I mean, they're hanging on with just the thinnest thread of support you could imagine. So they are not omnipotent, and they are not that strong as you think. We have the impression they are, but when you actually go up against them politically, you will find that they're very, very weak.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But they live on fear, and they live off of your fear and your fear of not getting that support system that you're looking for. So if the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Well, sometimes they're afraid the wheel will run them over. And this is why people are cowards today. They're cowards. They don't stand up for themselves.
Yeah.
Or their family, for that matter.
No, I agree. But when I go into listening to political debates, these politicians around here say, we know who you are. I look at that as a compliment. Yeah, you know who I am because I've taken out some of you in political races. Okay, that's how you know who I am. And that's the way I want to be. I take that as a real compliment, that they know that I have the power, just as a single person, to figure out how to take them out of there, to get them fired.
Right.
Well,
and here's I'm going to interject also, on a national level. And you're right, on the local level, you hit them wherever you can, and you're very courageous. I just want to mention before we do run out of time and we have to take a couple of calls is that what we're dealing with here is the mob's influence over Trump. This whole disarray, the cabinet beginning to teeter and fall apart. This is what I call planned chaos and order and planned, obsolescence. What they're doing while all of this circusry is going on, what they're doing is passing these sanctions bills against Russia and Iran. And these bills are very dangerous because they prove what we've been saying all along, is that they're planning to have a hot war with Russia. The retaliation has already begun to set in. We got a congressman, Cicilline, from Rhode Island. He's a homosexual, and he is on the CNN program the other night, one of the interview segments that he appeared on. And what is he saying? He's saying, we're going to have sanctions against Russia because of interference in the election. We're going to have sanctions against Russia because they took, Crimea. They're definitely not a friend of the United States. And, we have to consider them to be a strategic enemy. You know, all of the pabulum that the ADL and the AIPAC groups are feeding now to fuel a war, they are repeating without even understanding a word of what they're saying or where it's going to be. That's all. I wanted to just say that before I ran out. All right.
But, yeah, all these chicken hawks are ready to put other people's blood on the line.
Yeah.
And if you look at Crimea, what's its history? Wasn't that the homeland of the Khazars? Khazaria?
Well, one of them, yeah, exactly. But the thing is, they don't tell you about the Ukrainian government being replaced by the Bankster gangsters, a new one installed that attacked Russia. And they never mention that part. They never mention the war that went on between Ukraine and Russia. They just mention the Russian response. It's like they do now with the Temple Mount movement. They're talking about the Palestinians, how terrible they are because one allegedly killed two Israeli police officers, setting off this spiral of violence where the Israeli government was given a chance to try to make things safe for all the worshipers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque and so forth, put in metal detectors, and then the outrage, of course, stopped that temporarily. But you see, what they do is they set out a trial balloon, and then they shoot it down, and then they offer another trial balloon. This is their tactic. This is the tactic of the seed line, you see?
Yeah, I personally, I think they'll self-destruct. All you have to do is figure out a way to basically push them off onto their own to say, you made this ship, now you figure out how to live with it. And, adios, or AMF, as some people would say. I don't think we have to do much. I think with respect to that, I think if you just stop supporting them, they'll have to deal with the consequences of what they've done. And it's not going to be pretty for them. And you really can't feel sorry for them. They didn't care. You know, outside the neutral Carter, who's actually talking about what the real issues are?
Exactly. Let's see if we can squeeze a call in. We got a break coming up, but let me see if I can start with, I think we'll say John in Little Rock very quickly. Hello, John.
Hello, friend. Hello, shalom. Yes. Women. Hey, I got two questions here. I want to know about what do your guests know about this Muslim mayor in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Bessie Hodges? And the last question is, we got two political candidates now for French Hill's congressional seat. One's an independent. She's a black woman. That's unusual. And one's a Democrat. But guess what? I don't care what seat they're running for. They got to pledge loyalty to Israel. And guess who won't be pledging loyalty? Yours truly.
Well, I can guarantee you will probably not emerge victorious at that level. Sorry. I didn't mean that, but you know the reality. You know the reality, John.
I'm sorry.
Well, you're asking the other question. I know. I hear you.
What does your guest know about the mayor of Minneapolis, Bessie Hodges? Yeah. She's a pandering to the Muslim by wearing a hijab.
Well, I don't know if you want to handle that, Art. I haven't really paid too much attention to her, but do you have any opinion?
I'm not on top of that subject, but I think it sounds like the fix is in. Okay? And Wisconsin, like Minnesota, is one of those areas where the Israeli Senate at the Cosa Nostra has a very strong influence. So it doesn't surprise me they're there.
Right. All right, John, I'm sorry I got to cut you, but we got a couple of more calls. We'll come back to them. And I just think the Israeli Knesset is in every state of the Union. That's all. Okay, we'll come back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And for you newer listeners, Art's website is www.noplaceforcorruption.com. And let me take Kent in West Virginia right now first. Hello, Kent. You're up on the program.
Yeah, hi, Rick. Earlier in the program, you were talking about smart meters, and I have something real quick. Some guy was talking to me about a year ago about this is, we have AEP, American Electric Power, out of Ohio here in West Virginia, Western West Virginia. And the people coming around being offered, he described it as insurance policies. And it's something about, well, the electric companies is responsible for the wire up to the meter. And then, you know, the customer is responsible for the wire from the meter into. And I got the idea what they're doing is this is some sort of, is offered by an a third-party company. But I got the idea that this was some sort of a plan to trick people into buying insurance, anticipating as you were discussing, these problems with these meters being fires or what have you. So I thought that, you know, that's sort of a way to get people to pay for protecting themselves for damage, because I'll send you a link to it. But yeah, they're out there peddling insurance for connecting your house.
All right. Any response, Mark?
Yes. If you buy a more expensive homeowner's insurance policy, they will provide protection over the normal insurance policy most people have, unless you ask the insurance company and they show you a written clause in that policy. You're not protected if it burns down the house. And if you actually said, okay, you can come in and install the smart meter, you're responsible. You assume that responsibility, and that means that you take on the risk that they can burn down your house, and you're basically stuck with the consequences. Your only alternative at that point, if they burn down your house, destroy your family, is to sue the power company, and then you have to wait 4 to 6 years, go in front of a grand jury, and if they decide your favor, then you get some money back. That's the only protection you have left.
Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. It's called democracy, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. Is that it? You all set, Kent?
Yeah, I'll send you that link to that, and you can look at it.
Yeah, send it. I can send it to Art. All right, let me squeeze in Mark in Georgia just quickly now if we can. Hello, Mark.
Hey, hi there.
Yes.
Hold on a second. Let me get to the phone here. I didn't know.
Not much time. So go ahead quickly.
I understand. I'm just looking at that. I told you I was preparing a document to explain the spiritual casus belli between the kingdom of heaven and they that falsely call themselves Jews. And I want to be very emphatic. The problem is not Judaism proper. I don't know if there is such a thing now. But the thing is, the problem is those who, although they claim to have God's law, they don't live by it. And the recurring use of the word counterfeit, like this counterfeit friendship that Israel's our friend and therefore they don't do anything wrong. It's like, well, George Washington said, beware honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none, and this counterfeit patriotism of saying that there's something patriotic about giving uncritical credence to the official narrative. Does that make sense? We're looking at, basically, I'm going to say, here's the list of counterfeits that are involved with this problem, right?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
So, anyway, Rick at 458 at Cox.net, correct?
That's it, my friend.
Okay,
buddy.
Well, hopefully I'll have it to you in the next day or two, okay?
All right, Mark. Very good.
All right, thank you.
Art,
all right, bye.
Time just flew, Art. So thank you again for your precious pearls of wisdom.
Have a good day, sir.
You too, my friend. So hope to see you next week, God willing, if we have time. And if we're here, God willing, we thank the good Lord for this opportunity, folks. Lord willing, we'll see you then. And until then, may Yahweh bless you. Good luck.
And to all the earth.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.